We left off discussing the sugya of Tzarevachma days, where the Gemara tells us that Hotzos and Av Malach HaHachnas is a Toldah, and what in fact are the distinction between Avos and Toldos. The Gemara cites the Machlokos, Rabbi Eliezer Nechachamim, if a person does an Av and its Toldah, how many times in fact is one Chayiv? According to the view of the Chachamim, one is only Chayiv once, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, a person is Chayiv a Toldah B'Makom Av. We pointed out the Chiddush that Rashi implies in Bava Kama Daf Beis Amud Aleph, then why is it according to the Chacham, if a person does an Av and it's told you're only Chayiv once? Rashi writes that you're Chayiv for the Av Malacha. However, Rashi comments, Abla told it today, Lo Mechayiv, you are not Chayiv for the Toldah. Does that really mean that the Kapara Sakarban is only Chal for the Av and not the Toldah? Or is Rashi simply telling us the following, that the Chalosh Shemisser is just the Av and not the Toldah itself? We discussed, for example, the Chiddush of Tiferes Shmuel. The Paras Yosef also writes this Chiddush. Perhaps there should be an afkamina in terms of the Kavanas HaGavra, when in fact he is bringing a Karban. According to Rashi, perhaps one would argue that the Karban is only Chal for the Av Malacha and not Chal for the case of the Toldah, as though that the violation of the Toldah is simply considered to be Batel Legabe Ha'av. The Chiyub is only for the Av and not the Toldah. But bear that in mind, that will become relevant, as we'll soon see, in a diuk in the Rambam as well. But that is the Shita of the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, your Chayiv told of a Makam Av. So even in the case of an Avin, it's told of, one is Chayiv twice. So the Gemara says, if that's true, am I Kari Lav and Akar they told of? The Gemara says, Haf da Mishnah Hashiva Kari the Av, Lav Mishnah Hashiva Kari they told of. So Tosus writes the following. Moshav Sham, the Gemara, it would appear that really according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is no Nafkamina between an Av and a told of. The question of the Gemara was reduced to, am I Kari Le Av, am I Kari Le Toldah? That sounds like an issue of classification rather than a nafgamina, la halacha. The Lashon HaGemara before was nafgamina, di avid, avid toldah today, and so on. Here the Gemara doesn't say nafgamina, just simply, am I Kari Le Av, am I Kari Le Toldah? So Tosus is immediately bothered, why not mention the nafgamina of Hasra? Because after all, Tosus assumes that even though one is chayiv for a toldah, but clearly it is necessary that the hasra be given b'shem ha'av. That certainly then is nafkamina. Hasra of the av, yes. Hasra of a toldah, no. Isn't that a possible nafkamina lahalach? Good. So Tosus has a couple of possibilities. One possibility is that's not necessarily true. You don't have to be masra toldah b'shem ha'av, but you have that right. But you certainly can be masra atolda at b'shem hatolda. And therefore the Gemara is not mentioning this as an afkamina, because just as you are masra the av b'shem av, you can be masra atolda b'shem hatolda as well. That's one possibility of Tosus, that you may be masra atolda b'shem av, but it is not necessarily essential. The second day of Tosus, that's not true, that one must be masra atolda b'shem av, and Tosus suggests that that's exactly what the Gemara mentions. Hafta Mishn Chashiva Karleyav means as far as Hasraz is concerned. That is the Chalosh Shemisser. That is what is mentioned when it comes to Hasraz. So he pointed out the Chiddush of Tosus that number one, you require a specific Hasraz. That's the assumption of Tosus that Tosus doesn't even bother elaborating on. It's obvious when a person violates a Malachas Aver, it's necessary to give specific Hasra. Tosus just centers around the detail of what happens if it's a Tolda and not an Av. So he pointed out even that's a very great Kiddush, because the Rambam of the Sanhedrin Perakid Beis Halacha Beis, the Rishami and Sanhedrin Perakei Halacha Aleph, is sufficient to have a very broad Hasra. You have to obviously make the person aware that what he's doing is considered to be a maisa avera. You have to inform them of what the effect of his act will be. It's a chiyuv misa, it's a chiyuv malkos, but it's not necessary to maskir the shem ha'iser at all. There's no indication in the Rambam whatsoever that if a person, for example, is Mechal HaShabbos, that you have to be so specific. Just simply the Rambam says, only no prosh, oh, altase, and that is considered to be sufficient in terms of fingering the Chalosh Shemisser. We did point out that there is a Rashi in Shavuos and the Chof and the Beis, where when the Gemara debates the two days Aliba the Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Dimi and Ravin, what exactly is the Nafka Mina? In Lundus, there's a world of Nafka Mina in terms of what is the Chalos Shem Isur Shvur? Is it Nisur Chalos? Is it Nisur Sheker? But Lamai Nafka Mina, whether it's based on Pasuk A, Pasuk B, Sarashi says, Vahamas Vitzorach Lahasrusbo, Shu Obra Misum Asharas, Vos Yishobi Shvila Shalker. Rashi writes the Nafka Mina when it comes to Hasra. So again, Pashup Shat and Rashi, it's not enough to say to the person, Prosh or Al Tase, it's not even sufficient to say that if you do so you will violate the Isur Shvua. It's necessary to cite the particular pasuk, and therefore the today as Libra Rabbi Yochanan is crucial. What's the pasuk for Shvua Lahaba? What is the pasuk for a Shvua Lishaavar? So where did Tosus derive that it's so essential to have a Hasra Miforeta? So he pointed out that is the sugya. Later in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Chesamad Aleph, the Gemara is dealing with Mishamer. Mishamer is not an Av, Mishamer is a Toda. A machlokis between Rabba and Rabbi Zera, whether it's a Toda of Borer, whether it's a Toda of Merake. And the Gemara says, this is Mishum Maima Srinan Bey. That's how the Gemara begins the sugya. What is the Hasra that you will give for the case of Mishamer? So number one, apparently it's explicit. You require a hasra meforetes. Number two, l'chora, that hasra of a tolda must be b'shem ha'av. Otherwise, good. It's a critical issue as to whether Mishamer is a tolda borer, tolda merake. But the Gemara suggests an afkenu would be hasra. So apparently you must be masra, a tolda b'shem ha'av. So Tosus is mancha, not necessarily. Everyone agrees that if you are masra, I told the Mishamav, you have to use the correct Av. Maybe I'll argue in principle, you don't have to be Masra. I told the Mishamav at all. And therefore, it'll be sufficient to say Al Tashamer. But Tosus says you have that right. Tosus maintains that everyone agrees you have the right. There's no sheet at all that says you cannot be Masra. I told the B'Shem Ha'av. So therefore, if you opt to be Masra, I told the B'Shem Ha'av, you have to use the correct Av. Why is it so critical to use the correct Av? Tosus writes one line, but become the base malaf you saw, because if you use the wrong av, what does Tosus say? Savar shemalik bo potter. That's also an interesting deal. Is that what you would have said? A person is doing Isser A, and you give him hasra for Isser B. A person is being borer, and you say, don't carry on Shabbos. Don't violate the malach of kosev on Shabbos. What's wrong with that hasra? Tosus says, you know what the problem with that hasra is? Savar shemalik bo potter. The person thinks you're mocking him, and therefore you're potter. That's an interesting phrase that Tosus says. The Savar Shemalik Bo Potter. Why? Because if I were to ask you, what's wrong with that type of hasra, probably you would have said something that sounds much more essential. No? That's the problem. The guy thinks that you're making fun of him. The guy knows that you're a tzaddikum. And every day you learn Shemira Saloshan, and you never make fun of anyone. That's the problem. Savar Shemalik Bo Potter. I would tell you that that's not a hasra. A person's doing malacha A, and you say, don't do malacha B, forget about whether he'll take you seriously or not. I would tell you that that doesn't meet the mark of hasra. A person is eating the veil, and I say, don't eat dam, don't eat chaylev. The problem with that hasra is savar shemalik bo butter. Or is the problem much more essential, one that doesn't have a chaloshem hasra whatsoever? So again, bear in mind that line that Tosus says, it's almost as though Tosus is saying, you're on the mark. In principle, I could have envisioned that that could be called the hasra, but you have to realize, the whole purpose of hasra is to emphasize to the person the seriousness of that, and he will not take you that seriously because what you're saying to him doesn't really resemble that what he is doing. Bear that ha'ar in mind. The Tosus doesn't say that in terms of its essence, in terms of its achalos, it's not a hasra whatsoever. Tosus says that, again, savar shemalik bo upotim. So Tosus tells us that there are two different ways you can understand the sugya of kuklam b'ches of mishamer mishamay masrinam bay. Either you must be master told the mishamav, or you may be master told the mishamav, but if you choose to do so, you have to do the correct av, and that's why the Gemara wants to know mishamer mishum my masrinam bay. Good? Once Tosus says you can understand the Gemara that way, that compromises the diuk of that sugya. No? Let's just say the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that all you have to say to the person is Perosh or Al Taseh, Doesn't the Gemara say Mishama Mishamaima Sviran Bay? Well, once Tosos acknowledges that even according to Shitas HaTosos, you can interpret the Gemara mean Maima Sviran Bay Shehi Chayiv. Not that you have to do it, but if you choose to do it, it has to be accurate. The Rambam could agree to that as well. You don't have to have a specific Hasra. You could have said Parosh, you could have said Altase, but if you choose to give a specific Hasra, it has to be accurate. No, just like Tosos said about Told B'Shema Av. So therefore, knowing whether Mishamir is a told of Borem or Ake is critical even according to the Rambam Shita, not because that is necessary for Hasra, but rather if you choose to master in that fashion, that is considered to be sufficient. Good. So the following important critical diuk in Tosos. Good. Tosos has two days as to whether you master maybe master a told of Mishum Av, but Tosos writes, whatever I hold is true l'chuli alma. Tosos does not see this as a machlokes tanoim. Even more than that, the whole kash of the Gemara is Aliba, the Rabbi Eliezer, no? The Gemara wants to know, what's the difference whether something is not and something is a Tosos? According to the Chachamim, there's a critical difference. Are you chayiv once or are you chayiv twice? Good. The Gemara is kasha, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you're chayiv atolam akam av, you're always chayiv twice. A person does an av and it's told, you're chayiv independently for the toldo, l'may nafkamina. So Tosos suggests an afkamina pasra. That's a very great kiddush, no? L'chora, one would have argued, this shita, let's assume that you must be master told the b'shem ha'av. Does this have anything to do with machlokas rabbi lezna chachamim? I would have said it has everything to do with that machlokas, no? If you hold like the chachamim, that if you do an avin, it's told your chayiv once. Because there's no independent shame iser of a tolda. A tolda is considered to be tofel to the av. Well then, isn't that relevant for hasra? I would have said, you must be master of tolda b'shem ha'av. Even if a person is only engaging in the tolda, but the fact that if he would have done an av and a tolda, the tolda has no independent mechayiv, doesn't that indicate that it's simply tofel, it's an offshoot of the av, and that's relevant for hasra? But according to Rabbi Eliezer, you do an av in its tolda, you're chayiv twice. So you see that we treat an av in its tolda like two different avos, and you must be master each one individually. Even then, Tosa suggests that you can only be master a tolda b'shem av. That's a very great Hiddush, no? Rabbi Eliezer, who writes that you're chayiv for toldos independent of avos, even he maintains that the Hasra has to be b'shem av. L'chora, this should only be according to the Chachamim, not according to Rabbi Eliezer. So you see a fascinating split within the Shita of Tosus, and that is even Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you are chayiv atolda b'makam av independently, but the Hasra has to be b'shem av. Why is that true? This is exactly the Ha'ar of the Rashba. The Rashba in the Sugya of Tzani Baba Beis, the Ramaskal Otzah, the Rashba writes, that's exactly the Teretz. Why didn't the Gemara mention Hasra? If the Gemara was just listing Nafkaminas according to the Chachamim, the Gemara could have told you Hasra. However, the Gemara is interested in, is there a Nafkamina in Rabbi Eliezer Shita? And according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not master Tolda B'Shem Ha'av. You can only be master of Tolda B'Shem HaTolda. No, that's what the Rashba writes. This issue of Hasra, the Rashba has the two extreme positions. No? According to the Chachamim, you must be master Tolda B'Shem Ha'av. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you cannot be master Tolda B'Shem Ha'av. Tosos doesn't even have such a shita, no? Tosos does not acknowledge a shita that you cannot be master of Tolda B'Shem Ha'av. The whole discussion of this Tosos, the Tosos Bava Kama Daf Beis Amud Aleph, is whether you must be master. But the fact that you may be master, Tosos Davar Poshut. That's Mishama Mishimai Masrinan Bey. The Rashba writes, it's not true. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that's not even an option. You cannot be master of Tolda B'Shem Ha'av because your chayiv for Tolda independently. And what about that Gemara Kuf Lamed Ches, Mishem Mishemai Masrinan Bey? Very simply, that's the Shita Sachachamim. That's not a leap of the Rabbi Eliezer. According to Chachamim, you must be master of Tolda B'Shem Ha'av. That's Kuf Lamed Ches. But how can you suggest that that should be relevant to Rabbi Eliezer? So again, we'll have to discuss the Shita, no? that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you must be Masra told the B'Shem Ahav, even though you're going to be Chayiv Shtayim. That's a very great Chiddush, no? That in fact should be the case. So bear that in mind, what the Rashba writes sounds so reasonable and fits in with the Gemara beautifully, that the Gemara does not mention Hasras and Afkamina, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's known Afkamina, Av, Mishim Av, told the Mishim told, and that's it. If you look in Shita Mekubetzes, Bavakamad Av Beisam and Aleph, the Ramasko Vizel, Lashon Tosu Shans, the Tosu Shans writes this Teretz as well, that this again is only Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer, and there's a fundamental difference between Hasra, according to the Chacham, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But if you look in Shita Mekubetzes, as I mentioned to you, it's not exactly as the Rashba writes. Shita Mekubetzes, the Tosu Shans writes the following Chiddush. According to the Chachamim, you must be Masra, a Tolda B'Shem Ha'av. That's what Tosu Shans writes. You must be Masra, a Tolda B'Shem Ha'av. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, you may be Masra, a Tolda B'Shem Ha'av. That's what Tosu Shans seems to indicate. Now, the Lashon of the Tosu Shans is the following. The Rabbi Eliezer, I Avid Tolda, Ein Sarich, La Hasros Mishum Ha'av. That's the Lashon of Shita Kobetzis. Ein Sarich, that doesn't sound like the Rashi either, no? Rashba, it's not in Sarach, in a Yachol. Lahasra Satolda Mishum Ha'av. You can't, you don't have that option. So apparently three shittas, no? Tosas maintains in our sugya that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you must be Master Satolda Mishum Ha'av. If that's the halacha, that's true even according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rashba, he anosenes, that certainly is not true. That's exactly our issue. According to the Rashba, you cannot. According to Tosas Shans, Mufid Rabbi Eliezer, right? You may. But inot sarich. Right? You see a tolda as an independent status, so you have the right to be master of tolda b'shem ha-tolda. According to the Chachamim, an Avin is told only chayiv once, you don't even have that option. You're only chayiv for the chaloshim av, and that is considered to be sufficient. Now, so these are 3 days in the Rishonim. Right? Hasra of tolda makam av, and to what extent this is dependent on Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Now, what is the root of this machlokes? Why do you require a specific hasra as opposed to general hasra? And then how does it relate to our issue of toldos? Much of this sugya depends on a different sugya. That's what I wanted you to see. The sugya in Shabbos and Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. And that is the case of Chiluk Malachos. Chiluk Malachos. Before we even get on to discuss toldos, just concentrating even on avos themselves. Isn't this a great chiddush? That if a person will go ahead and perform, let's say, 2 different avos malachos b'shogeg, a person is borer and a person is kosher, he's chayiv shtayim, he's chayiv 2 different karbanos. Is that really true? Why should that be the case whatsoever? A person sits down to eat chaylev, and behelem echad, he eats, right, a kazayis a chaylev, another kazayis a chaylev, a third kazayis a chaylev. In such a case, he's chayiv a single karavan. If somehow there was a yediyah that interrupted, of course he'll be chayiv al kol echad v'echad. But if it's all behelem echad, he's only chayiv once. Why shouldn't we argue that that's true when it comes to Shabbos as well? A person is a shogeg. He's unaware that there's an isser, for example, of borer, an isser of kosev, and he engages in borer, kosev. Why shouldn't I argue he's only chayiv a single carbon? After all, in terms of the issur, what is the issur that generates skila, kares, chatas, right? The issur of mosasa chomalacha. So these are just simply different examples of mosasa chomalacha. Why do you assume that you're chayim for each malacha individually? And that's the whole chiddush of lametes malachos. It's not just classification. No? When the Gemara wants to know why it is that borer, zor, marakeh are counted as 3 different avos, it's not just one malach of sorting or separating. That's a critical kasha. Because it's not just simply academic as to whether it has an independent number next to it. Much more than that, no? How many karbanos are you chayiv if a person engages in zor, bor, marakeh? Is that one malach or 3 different malachos supposed to be chayiv 3 times? Why should it be chayiv more than once? These are just different examples of violating the same iser of losasa chomalacha, and therefore you should only be chayiv once. Now, the fact that you are chayiv more than once, even behelam echad, right, is the concept which is called chiluk malachos. Good, but there must be a makor for chiluk malachos. If I didn't have a pasuk, some makor, I would have said that if it's a single shogeg and a person engages in many malachos, he's chayav once. What's the difference between that and eating many kazesim of chelev, many kazesim of dam? So this is a great chiddush that you're chayav for each malacha individually. This chiddush is called chilut malachos. There must be a makor. There must be a makor. No? And in Achinami, if you look in the Gemara Shabbos, the Gemara suggests three different makoros. Machlokes, Tanaim, and Amoraim. For this concept of chiluk malachos, the Gemara begins, chiluk malachos min alon. This isn't just a svar of shuta. Chiluk malachos min alon. How do you know that that's true? So, the Gemara begins with the drush of Shmuel. Shmuel says the following, Shmuel Slamet Aleph, when it comes to chilul Shabbos, we discussed, the Torah mentions michaleha mos yumos. How does that help us? Shmuel's drush. HaTorah ribsa misos harbe al chilul echon. Michaleha mos yumos, you can have several acts, right, that warrant an onesh of misa, or the Gemara says b'shogeg karban chatos, even though they were violated behelem echon. Michaleha mos yumos, HaTorah ribsa misos harbe. That's Shmuel's Rosh. The next drush of the Gemara, that's the machlokas we touched on, Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Yossi. You don't need a pasuk for lamentes malachos. So why does the pasuk single out lo sevaru eish b'chomosh v'seichem yom ha-shabbos? Why is that singled out? Good. So Rabbi Yossi tells us to prove that it's not a malacha. You don't need a pasuk for malachos. If the Torah mentions it separately, that means it is not a malacha. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita Avar Lelav Yatzos. If a person engages in this practice, it's not an Isser malacha. There's no chiyu, skila, kare, schatos. It's just an Isser lav. Of course the Torah had to mention it, no? Because that's not included in the lamites malachos. And therefore the Torah has to go out of its way to tell us Havara is the Lav Yatzis. It's like Shvisas Vehemto, like Mechamer, like Tchumim, where you can have an Issa Darais on Shabbos, which is not an Issa Malacha. In Achinami, according to Rabbi Yossi, Havara Lav Yatzis. What about Rabbi Nassim? He passed like Rabbi Nassim. Havara is one of the Lamites Malachos, Lo Savar Oeish. So why does the Torah have to single this out? That is Rabbi Nassim's Makar of Chiluk Malachos. We have the principle that if you have a davar shebichlal, which is yotza min haklal, so lo lamed al atzma yotza, el lamed al haklal kuli yotza. The Torah, by example, singles out lo sevaru eish. And just as the Torah singles out that malacha independently, that tells us that this is true of all lamedes malachos, that you're chayiv v'al kol malacha, malacha. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Nassim. Chiluk malachos is derived from lo sevaru eish. And the Gemara says, what about according to Rabbi Yossi? If lo sevaru eish is not a malacha, well obviously that cannot be a source of chiluk malachos. So what is Rabbi Yossi's makor for chiluk malachos? The Gemara quotes a different pasuk, Vayikra Dalet, interestingly. Again, Vayikra Dalet is not unique to Shabbos. Vayikra Dalet is just the parsha of chatos. And there Rabbi Yossi explains, the pasuk says, Va'asa me'achas me'heina. What does that mean? Achas heina. Once, many. Sometimes you're chayav once. Pamishat chayav achas. Pamishat chayav and al kol achas v'achas. The Torah recognizes that sometimes you'll be chayav once. Sometimes you'll be chayav multiple karbanos, depending on the element of shogeg. But that is the source of chiluk malachos, according to Rabbi Yossi. Sometimes you're chayav heina, many different karbanos, even if, right, behelem echad, a person engaged in various different malachos. So the Gemara suggests three possibilities. Shmuel, Rav Nassim, Rav Yossi. All makoros for chiluk malachos. When you learn the sugya as you saw, the Gemara does not suggest any difference at all between Shmuel, Rav Nassim, Rav Yossi when it comes to chiluk malachos. Everyone agrees to chiluk malachos. And everyone agrees chiluk malachos is a chiddush in the sense that you wouldn't have known it. You would have said that Shabbos is a single Isser. if not for the fact that there's some makar, three different makaros, Shmuel, Rab Nasan, Rabbi Yossi. Is there any nafkamin at all? As to whether Chiluk Malachos is based on Mechala Mosimos, or whether it's based on Havar L'Chalak Yatzos, or whether it's based on the Pasuk of Karban Chatos, Vasa, Me'achas, Me'hena. Are there any differences in the halacha, or any difference in Mundus, as to how you understand Chiluk Malachos based on these pasukim? If you look at the Mishnayos and Krisos, the Mishnayos and Krisos give you examples where a person can be chayiv more than a single karban. And that can be broken down into three different concepts. One concept is the following. Right? Very simply, you don't need a Mishnah to tell you this. No? It's a different chaloshim iser entirely. Let's say a person eats chayiv. And then a person, let's say, is mechalal Shabbos. He eats chaylev, he's mechalal Shabbos, he violates arayos, bo nida, for example. All those cases, b'shogeg. He didn't know any of them were wrong. What would you say? He's chayv a single carbon? Of course not. He's chayv a carbon for chaylev, and chayv a carbon for Shabbos, and chayv a carbon for arayos, b'shogeg. I'll ask you why. So what's the answer? Like, you have to be a master in the Seches Krisos? Simply, why? It's a chalos shem iser, that's independent. Different shemos iser. Why would you think that the same carbon that can help you for Shabbos will help you for chaylev? That's the most basic distinction. That's what we call shemos muchlap. It's a different chalos shem iser entirely. So a carbon will be machaper for the iser of chaylev. You want this carbon to be machaper for iser of chilul Shabbos? That requires a further chiyuv carbon. That's the most obvious example where a person is chayiv an independent carbon, where it's a separate chaloshim issa. But then the Mishnayos give you more subtle cases. No? The Mishnah, for example, in Krisus and Daf Tezayim Aleph, mentions the following case. What happens if Baal Nidos Harben? A person doesn't realize there's an Isser of Nida, and a person violated Isser B'shoge with this Nida, with that Nida, with a fruit Nida. He's chayiv a carbon for each one individually, Rabbi Akiva writes. That's shemos muchlokim. It's a different chaloshem iser. Nida A, nida B. That's not like the case before, where it's chaylev, dam, Shabbos, arayos. Here it's the same iser. This is the concept of gufin muchlokim. Gufin muchlokim. It's a different guf. It's a different manifestation of the iser. It's not a different chaloshem iser, but the Torah tells us you can be chayiv multiple korbanos, what we call gufin muchlokim. Or, for example, the Mishnah increases on the earlier amud, tezvav mabeis. If a person needs many kazeisim of chaylev, it's all b'shogeg. He's chayiv a single korban. Good behelem echad, chayiv a single korban. Rabbi Yeshua tells us the following chiddush, tanchuyim muchlokim. Tanchuyim means the plate. That means the preparation. Let's assume, for example, a person has roasted chaylev, and then a person eats boiled chaylev. Rabbi Yeshua says a chiddush, he's chayiv two korbanos. Tamchuyim muchlokim. If it's many kazeisim of the same preparation, you're right, you're chayiv a single korban. But even if, in physical terms, one is tzli, one is mevushal, you're chayiv a separate korban. What do you see according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua? That at times you'll be chayiv more than one karban, even though it's the same chaloshim iser. There's no separate pasuk to say that chaylev is forbidden, whether it's mevushal, whether it's subject to tzli. But nonetheless, that's the concept of tamchuyim muchlokim. That's the concept of gufin muchlokim. No? That also can result in chiluk chatos. So I'll ask you a very important question. Now, when it comes to Shabbos, you have a single pasuk, and now you have a chiddush of chiluk malachos that tells us that you're chayiv for each av malach individual. Is that more similar to shemus muchlokim? Is that similar to gufin muchlokim? Does that really mean that each malach of Shabbos is like my first example, like the case of chaylev, dam, arayos, Shabbos? Each malacha is an independent iser. Or Shari, you know, this is like Rabbi Akiva's case, like Rabbi Yeshua's case, Gufan Mukhlakim. It's a different manifestation of the same Chalos Yisr. But it's all Shem Echad. How can you be Chayiv then for multiple Karbanos? So when you see this, Mashais and Krisis, that's not a Kasha. The Torah allows for Chilach HaTos, even when it's the same Chalos Shem Yisr. But it's Gufan Mukhlakim, Tanchui Mukhlakim. That's sufficient for Chiluk L'Chatos, despite the fact that it's considered to be the same Chaloshem Yisrael. How do you understand Chiluk Malachos? A different Chaloshem, Shemos Mechlakim, or would you call this a case of Gufin Mechlakim? So if you look in the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Ayin Beis Mebeis, it would appear, if you read the Gemara carefully, that the Gemara makes a fascinating analogy. The Gemara says the following Chiddush. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. When it comes to a chi of Karban, Shabbos is distinct from other Yisurei Torah. So the Gemara is bothering me. What is that example where Shabbos is different from everything else? The Gemara says, Hey Chidami, Ilema Da'avad Ktsira Utchina. The Gemara says, let's say you're talking about a case where a person violated two different Avos Malachos, Kotzer and Toche. How is that different from Shari Surim? The Gemara says, Dekavase, Gabi Shar Mitzvos. That's not unusual. That's not an exception. That's the rule. Why? The Gemara says, Ochal Chelev Vidam. Wow. If a person eats Chelev, then he eats Dam. The Gemara says, Ochatarti Mechayim. Ochatarti Mechayim. Nothing special about that. The Gemara says, you'll violate two different Malachos, Tochen and Kotzer. That's like eating chalev and eating dam. Well, of course you're chayv two different karbanos. So you have yet to demonstrate what's so special about Shabbos. So the Gemara Chayim Beis Mebeis is explicit. Two different malachos, kotzer and tochen, is analogous to chalev and dam. Chalev and dam. Guf mochlokim, shemus mochlokim. I'll ask you, no? You're chayv two different karbanos for chalev and dam. You'll tell me, guf mochlokim. Shemus mechlokim, it's a different chaloshe misi entirely. The Torah says there's a chi of chatos for dam. The Torah tells us there's a chi of chatos for chelev. That's a different chaloshe misi. The Gemara equates tochen in kotzer with chelev and dam. Bosh of Shat, the Gemara Mufureshes, that tells us shemus mechlokim. What is Rashi? And that's Sugi and Shabbos and Daf. I am Beis Mebeis. And this is a beautiful example of how you have to appreciate every nuance in Rashi. Rashi will tell you something. If you don't know, the balance of Shas sometimes will just slip right by. Right? Rashi has a very brief comment. No? Rashi says, what does that mean? That Ktsira and Tchina are similar to Chelev and Dam. Rashi says, Shehein Shnei Gufin. That's what Rashi writes. Shehein Shnei Gufim. If you don't know the Mishnayos and Krisos, you won't appreciate Rashi. Rashi is telling us an incredible Chiddush, no? Rashi is telling us not to interpret the Gemara Kipshuta. Oshav Shan the Gemara is that Ktsir and Tchina are Shnei Shemos. That's a different Chaloshimus entirely. Rashi is not assuming that. Rashi is of the opinion that that's true. Different Malachi Shabbos is different Chalosh and Isser. It's all Losasa Chomalacha. But it's a different manifestation of that Isser. It's comparable to that Mishnah increases Dav to Zaymud Aleph of Gufan Muchlakim. And that's exactly what Rashi tells you. Oshav Shat, that small comment of Rashi, Shnei Gufin, those two words, Rashi is telling us that the relationship between Kotzer and Tochen is not Shemus Mukhlakim, Gufin Mukhlakim, and that is the Chilish of Chilich HaTos. Even before you see other Rishonim, even before you knew of this Rashi, right, if someone were to ask you, right, Yisurei Shabbos, Shemus Mukhlakim, Gufin Mukhlakim, you know where a very good place to look would be? What's the makor of Chiluk Malachos? No? How do you know there's a concept of Chiluk Malachos? Maybe the makor sheds light on whether Gufu Mechlokim or Shemus Mechlokim. So if I were to ask you, so how does that play out? Let's say Shmuel Shita. How do you know Chiluk Malachos? Shmuel says, Mechala Mosimus. All you know from that is how Torah rips some Yisus Arbe, that you can be chayiv more than once. Well, you can be chayiv more than once for Shemus Mechlokim, that's a great Kiddush, but you can also be chayiv more than once for Gufim Mechlokim. You cannot derive from Shmuel's drasha a concept of Shemus Mechlokim. No, I'll be a minimalist. I'll tell you, what do you mean? Shmuel doesn't say Shemus Mechlokim. All Shmuel says is that HaTorah Ripsa Misa Sarmen. You're chayiv more than once. So you're chayiv more than once for the same Aveir as well. Gufim Mechlokim, Tanchuyim Mechlokim. Let's assume according to Rabbi Yossi. How do you know the concept of Chilut Malachos? Rabbi Yossi says, because in the parsha of Korban Chatos, Vikra Dalet, Va'asa Me'achas Me'enem. Sometimes you're chayim more than once. You can't prove each Malach HaShabbos is a separate Chalosh HaMisser. All the Torah says is you're chayim more than once. The Torah isn't even speaking about Shabbos. The Torah is just telling us that sometimes you have to bring more than one Chatos. What about according to Rabbi Yossi? Gufa Mechlokim or Shemus Mechlokim? Nothing says the following Kiddush. It's true there are lamentes malachos, but you know what? The Torah goes out of its way to mention a malacha independently. L'savaru eish. And applying our principle, one of you gimel midos, lo lamed l'atzma yotza, el lamed l'klal kulo yotza. This is the rule. This is not an exception. That l'chora, it could be argued shemus mechlokim. When the Torah tells us lo sevaru eish, that means it's a separate chalosh emisser. The Torah goes out of its way and is mechadesh, a separate iser malacha for lo sevaru eish. And now that we are par principle, lamed lakal kuliyatsa, it's as though that there's a separate chalosh emisser for each one of Lamatas Malachos. The Torah could have done one of two things. The Torah could have written 39 different lavim, would have been somewhat cumbersome. Or the Torah could say, Lo Sasafa Malacha, and by example, give you one, and allow you to apply the Yirgul Midos as we do to everything. Lamna Kal Kuliyatza. That's not Gufim Mechlokim. That's Shemus Mechlokim. That means the Torah isolates a separate chaloshim iser, and we would imply that this is true of kol malacha ulacha. Maybe one could have argued a fascinating Kiddush that whether you subscribe to gufa mechlokim or shemos mechlokim depends on the makor. Whether chiluk malachos is based on Rabbi Yossi, Shmuel, Rabbi Nassim. Why do I suggest this Kiddush? Because the one who disagrees with this Rashi. Rashi who says that Melech Shabbos are Shnei Gufin but not Shnei Shemos. That's the Tosus Rit. The Tosus Rit is found on that sugya that we learned, Kuf Lamechesa Meralef, Mishamar Mishum Mai Masrinan Bey. Tosus Rit de Ramaschel Mishum. Tosus Rit, just in four short lines, great, great, great Kiddush. One Kiddush after another. Tosus Rit writes the following. Kaven dahavar lechalik yotzos. So therefore, ki ilu ksiv lav akol malacha umalacha. It's as though there's a separate isin for every malacha. That's not gufa mechlokim. Ki ilu ksiv lav akol malacha umalacha. And the Tosfos Rit continues. Vahavi le kimo chelev v'dam. Just like chelev v'dam. Why did the Tosfos Rit give you that example? That's the sugya that find base of a base. Because the Gemara equates Tchina and Ksira with Chelev Adam. The Tosfos Rit writes, that's Shemos Mechlokim. Not as Rashi writes in Shnei Gufim. Ki ilu Ksiv Lav HaKol Malacha Malacha V'hav Leikmo Lavim De Chelev Adam Shehein Chalukim Zem Yizeh. Chelev Adam not Chalukim Zem Yizeh but Gufan Mechlokim. A chalukim in terms of different chaloshim is there entirely. Then the Tosfos Rit continues. Unbelievable, no? It's sarech lahasros achelev mishum chelev val dam mishum dam. A person's eating chelev. What's the hasra? Chelev. A person eats dam. What's the hasra? Chelev, dam, no? You can't give the same hasra, chelev and dam. Chelev mishum chelev, dam mishum dam. Kachal kol malachu malach. That's the Chiddush that tells us really. Shemos muchlakim. Very literally, that analogy of the Gemara quoting Tchina and Tzira, the Chelev and Dam, and that's the secret to Asra Mefuretes. When it comes to Asra, you have to be mazkir the Shem Yisr. The Shem Yisr is not just simply Shabbos. The Shem Yisr is Ki'ilu Ksiv Vavakom Malachu Malacha. That's why we require a Asra Mefuretes. That's the concept of Chiluk Malachos. I'll tell it further. Undeniable deal. Now in Tosas Rit. What is the first line of the Tosas Rit? No, the first words. Tosas Rit could have said, Kevan dematsinu Chiluk Malachos. Kilu nemar lava, malacha malacha. Tosas Rit could have said that, no? Since they're Chiluk Malachos, it's as though that there's a separate level called Malacha Malacha. That's not what the Tosas Rit writes. No, Tosas Rit says, Kevin Dehavara L'chalek Yotzas. Kevin Dehavara L'chalek Yotzas. What does that mean? Rabbi Nassan. Since we pass like Rabbi Nassan, then Kiluk Sivlava called Malacha Malacha. Now, that's a compelling diuk in Tosas Rit. Tosas Rit writes, this whole Chiddush I'm about to tell you is only because Kevin Dehavar Lechalek Yotzas. Why is it dependent on Havar Lechalek Yotzas? That's one of three makoros for Chiluk Malachos. And the answer is, as we suggested earlier, from the other two makoros of Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, you cannot prove Shemos Muchlakim. All Shmuel says is that you're Chayim more than once. Or Rabbi Yossi says is Hena, you're Chayim more than once. That's Kufin Muchlakim. Where do you see Kiluk Sivlava Kol Malachu Malachu? That is only true according to Rabbi Nassan. There's a separate Chaloshim Iser, and Lavar Laklal Kula Yatsa, and Enochinami. Right, that is the Chiddush. That's Rabbi Nassan Shita according to Rabbi Yossi. Shemus Muchlakim. Hasra requires that you mazkir the Shem Iser. What is the Shem Iser? Tosas Rit writes, Ki ilu ksiv lav akol malacha umalacha. That's an important Kiddush. Each lav is an independent. Each av malacha is an independent iser. Shemos muchlakim. See, one could now raise the following issue. If this is true, that each malach is considered to be a separate chaloshim iser, this is all true when it comes, for example, to avos, no? Avos malachos. Ki'ilu ne'mar lavo kol malachu malachu. And now you have a chiddush that you're chayav for todos as well. What are todos? Also shemus muchlakim. It's a separate chaloshim iser. Or maybe here you could argue as follows. No, that's not true at all. When it comes to the avos malachos, havar lechalek yotzos, kiluk siv lavo kol malacha malacha, that's shemus muchlakim. No? Separate chaloshim iser. What about toldos? Every toldos a separate chaloshim iser? Or would an argue, no, toldos aren't shemus muchlakim. Toldos are gufi muchlakim. Toldos are just different acts, different manifestations of the av malacha. Maybe a fascinating split. That one could argue that avos or shemus muchlakim, that's havar lechalek yatzas. What about when it comes to a tolda? Now toldas, tafel to the av in the sense, gufen muchlakim. The toldas are distinct in terms of the tzura samalacha, but yet they share the same chalos isim. See, what do you gain, for example, by arguing that an av malacha is a different chaloshim iser, but a toldah may only be gufin muchlakim? So let us mention one, no? We were very bothered by Tosfos, no? What the Rashba said sounded very compelling, no? According to the sheet of Rav Eliezer, chayva toldah malakama, you have to be master toldah b'shem ha'av. It's not mamash astira. You're only chayav for the told by virtue of the av, but the hasra has to be told b'shem av. So why does Tosfos assume that that's not true? That you're chayiv for the Tolda independently, but the Hasra cannot be independent. No? You know what I'll suggest to you? The following chiddush. In order to be chayiv independently, do you need a separate chalal shemisim? You don't, right? That's the Mishnah Krisus, Tezvot, Tezayin. You don't need a separate Chaloshim Isser to be Chayiv more than once. All you need is Gufin Muchlokin, Nidos Arbe, Tamchuyim Muchlokin. To be Chayiv independently, you don't require a separate Chaloshim Isser. All you need is Gufin Muchlokin. But for Hasra, you have to mask your Shem Isser. Assuming like Tosis, it's not enough to say Prosh or Altase. Hasra requires the Chalo Shem Yisrael. So it's no steer at all to assume the way Tosus understands the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer that you're Chayiv twice, but the Hasra has to be B'Shem Ha'av. Why is that true? You're Chayiv twice, the Torah is Guf L'Muchlokin. But the Chalo Shem Yisrael is not the Tolda. What is the name of this Yisrael? The name of this Yisrael is not watering, Mashkem Ayin Mizraim. The name of this Yisrael is Zoraya. So it's no steer whatsoever, Tosfos' assumption, to assume that you're chayiv al kol echad v'echad, but at the same time, but that's not really relevant when it comes to Hasra. Before we get to other possible issues, this machlokes, whether Melech Shabbos, Gufin Machlokim, Shemos Machlokim, or Slavetrik once commented that this is a machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam. Where's the Tosfos? Which Ramban? Or Slavetchik cited the Tosfos Sanhedrin and Avsamach Gimel and Aleph. That Gemara is a very different topic entirely. We did discuss it very briefly, the concept of Lav Shevichlomos. Lav Shevichlomos. The Ramban discusses at length in Shoresh HaMitzvos and Shoresh Tes. What is Lav Shevichlomos? You have a single pasuk, and there are multiple Isurim that are derived from that very same pasuk. The classic example of Avshe Bechvelos is Lo Sochlu Al Hadam. Single pasuk, Lo Sochlu Al Hadam. But there's so many Dinim Daraisa that are derived from this pasuk of Lo Sochlu Al Hadam. The Gemara says, for example, a person is not allowed to partake, to eat of a behema ad Tetzein Avsho. Or, for example, the Gemara tells us that there's an Isser Achila for Sanhedrin at the time that they are about to enforce Dina Nefashos. Osoch L'Adam. Or the Gemara says this is Azhar L'Ben Sora More. Osoch L'Adam. Or the Sugi we mentioned in earlier Shir. No, the Gemara Brachos and Daf Yud. Achila Kodam Tefila. Right, a person gets up in the morning, and before he engages in tefillah, he's already eating, taking care of, as the Gemara says, his own needs before, right, he fulfills the mitzvah tefillah. In such a case, the Gemara applies the principle of Soch L'Adam. Interestingly, when the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvah Shoras Tes, right, list the Isuri Daraisa that are derived from this pasuk of Soch L'Adam, the Rambam includes Achila Kodam HaTefillah. Poshav Shad, according to Rambam, right, Achila Kodam HaTefillah is Nisa Daraisa. Not as Rabbi Yonah writes in that Sugin Brachos and Daf Yod, only in the Siddur Rabbanon. An important Kiddush, no? So you have a single pasuk, Losoch L'Adam, with multiple Yisrael. This is what we refer to as Lav Shebech Lolos. Why is it so important to know whether something is or not Lav Shebech Lolos? Because Lav Shebech Lolos ain't Lokin Alav. That's the Gemara Sener Das Samu Gimel. You don't get Malkus and a Lav Shebech Lolos. Ain't a Lokin. Al Kulan ain't a Lokin. No malchus, no shebecholos. The Gemara doesn't tell us exactly why that's true. Ain lo kalav shebecholos. Now, Slavetcher pointed out, however, you see the Tosfos gives you important insight into the why question as well. Tosfos is bothered by the following very basic question. You don't get malchus, no shebecholos? The onish for Chilul Shabbos, we know, we've been discussing now, is Skila Kareis Chatos. What's the onish for Chilul Yantif? Malkus. Lachan Yantif is a loss, I'll say. I'm allowed. There's a Chi Malkus. There's no Kareis, there's no Skila, there's no Chatos. Malkus. Tosus raises the following kasha. How is it possible to get Malkus for Chil Yantiv? That's explicit, right? The Gemara Beis Rabbi Beis, Malkus for Chil Yantiv. Why don't we consider Meleches Yantiv to be a Lav Shivach Lalos? Pretty essential kasha, no? The Torah says, Lo Sasa Kom Lach An Shabbos An Yantiv Kom Meleches Avod Lo Sasu. What does Kom Meleches Avod and Sasu include? You give me a whole list of Lamentes Melechos. Isn't that Lav Shivach Lalos? A single pasuk with multiple isurim? What's the difference between Osof Ladam and Kom Leches Avod Lo Sasu? That's Tosus's kasha. Pretty essential kasha, no? Why shouldn't we argue that Lamites Melachos constitute Lav Shivach Lalos? Very important. Tosus gives the following answer. And again, this sheds light on the whole nature of Lav Shivach Lalos. Tosu says, the Hassam, when it comes to Chil Yantif, Mefaresh Tvei. It's more explicit in the Pasuk. It's more explicit in the Pasuk. Dechsim Avodah. The Pasuk says, Kom Leches Avod Lo Sasu. Demashma Kom Lecha Shi Avod. That's Tosu's terms. Hassam Mefaresh Tvei. It's more explicit in the Pasuk. When it comes to Melacha, that it is lo sochel adam. No, in common sense terms, I'll ask you, what does the Torah mean when it says kom leches avod lo sasu? You may not be able to remember all lamites melachos, but you'll have a good idea of what the Torah is talking about. Now, it's pretty explicit in the pasuk. You don't know the sugya in Sanhedrin Samad Gimel, and I'll tell you what do we derive from lo sochel adam? Has heard the ben sora more? That will be your immediate response. That's not in first tefei at all. Those are drushas of Torah Shabbat Peh. Kom leches avod lo sasu. It's mefurash mikra. Torah Shabbat Sav. And then you get Malkus. Pashav Shan tells us the following. Like, I'll give you an example. There's no onesh on halacha moshe nisinai. There's no Malkus, generally speaking, on halacha moshe nisinai. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Yidduch Hukos Machalos Asuros. The Rambam writes, for example, that Orlas Chutzlaris. Orlas mefurash in the pasuk. But Orlas Chutzlaretz is Halav Moshe Nisinai. It's the Rambam writes. There's no Malkus Daraisa and Orlas Chutzlaretz. You don't get Malkus and Halav Moshe Nisinai. No? That's the Rambam writes. Reb Chaim has a piece. You can take a look in Hilchos Machalos Asuros and that Rambam. Perek Yud, Halacha Tesvav, where Reb Chaim discusses different types of Halav Moshe Nisinai. Generally speaking, the Rambam sheet is that you're not going to get Malkus and Halav Moshe Nisinai. And even more than that, we discussed this when we talked about the essay of Shabbosam and the Lava Malacha. And in order to get Malkus, there has to be an Isser Lav, which can be formulated by Lo, Hishomer, Pen, Al. You have to have an Isser that's been forced for Krav. Bosh of Shan tells us it's the following. The reason there's no Malkus in Mavshu Bechlal is because it's not Mepurish Bekrav. You're right. The Torah does say, Lo Sochel Adam. But we have no clue as to what that means. Without the Mesorah of Torah Shebal Peh, on that you don't get Malkus. If our Mesorah tells us this is what the Pasuk means, and it's a single reference, that's called Mepurish Bekrav. That's Pshat and Pasuk. But if the Torah will come up with a pasuk, and we know midarais, there are four different options or five different asaros, in such a case, that is too far removed from the Torah shebichsav to generate a few malchus. That's how Tosus understands. Ein lo kalav shebichlamos. There's no malchus in Torah shebichsav. It's a fascinating issue right now for today's year. Right. What is the distinction between Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh? We hear it all the time. How relevant is that distinction in the halacha? No? Something is Torah shebichsav, something is Torah shebal peh. L'may nafka mina. L'may nafka mina. So, if you have time, maybe Shabbos, Sunday, take a look at the Psicha Lalas to the Prima Gadim, Torah Chaim, seven nafka minas l'halacha, between Torah shebichsav as opposed to Torah shebal peh. It's critical. And someone tells you, this is Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh. L'may nafkamina. L'may nafkamina. And once you see all the nafkaminas, now you have to ask yourself, what is Torah Shabbat? What is Torah Shabbat Peh? Basic questions that require some learning, no? We have a lot of different types of drushos. Kava Chomer Zim Zera Shavah Yud Gimel Midos. Is that called Torah Shiv Sav? Is that called Torah Shiv Alpeh? That's the first discussion of Prima Gadim. Now that you know, it's so critical to know what is called Torah Shiv Sav, what is called Torah Shiv Alpeh. So, what happens if something is a Hekish or a Kava Chomer Zera Shavah? Is that called Torah Shiv Sav? Is that called Torah Shiv Alpeh? If you look, for example, in Gittin Daf Samach Mabez, the Gemara has a machlokas amoraim, whether Rov Torah is Bitsav or whether Rov Torah is Valpeh. Sounds unusual, no? Rov Torah Bitsav, Rov Torah Valpeh. Just walk into any library, you'll know that Rov Torah is Valpeh. In Tanakh, the Jota Vibrit, Torah Shabbat is endless, no? But Rashi writes, no, the following, Rov Torah is Yibyo Midos, Rov Torah Drashos. And this is a pretty essential machlokas. Which of the midos is called Torah Shiv Sav? Which midos are called Torah Shiv Alpeh? It's very mistaber that, let's say a Hekish, for example, is more mafurish bikra than Gzer Shavah. The Hekish, the Torah says, compare A to B, but that's Torah Shiv Alpeh. The Torah creates a Hekish. A Gzer Shavah? Torah Shiv Alpeh? Now, you all know the Rambam, no? The Rebbe Gehilchos Yishus. The Rambam writes that Kesef Kedushin is a Gzeres Shavah. The Rambam calls that Divrei Sofrim. But Shtar does not mean Divrei Sofrim. That, right, is Midaraisa. How do you know Shtar Kedushin? What's the answer? A Hekish. How do you know Kedusha Kesef? A Gzeres Shavah. Without even learning the Sigazin Kedushin, you see a pretty important Chiddush for the Rambam. There's a difference in a Hekish and a Gzeres Shavah. A Hekish, right? That's called Daraisa. Mixeres Shav is called Divrei Sofrim. For the Rambam to come up with a different term, splitting those midos, sounds like that should be very significant, no? In terms of learning, in terms of halacha. Hoshiv Shav, this is Tosus' understanding of Bav Shivach Lalos. The issue is how rooted in the Pasuk is this issue? Well, if you have one Pasuk and five different Yisur of Torah Shav Alpeh, that cannot generate a few malchus, just like there's a malchus, malch Moshe Sinai. So Tosa says, and what about Chil Yantiv? One pasuk, many, many different Yisurim? Yeah, but that's explicit, right? Kom lecha sabot lo sasu. That's not like the Azhara ben Soramora when it comes to lo sovel adam. That's Tosa's stance. Take a look at the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos. The Ramban raises the very same tashya. This is found in Shoresh Test. Shoresh Test is pretty long, but if you look in the standard Sefer Mitzvos, it's on Samach Tesim Abeis. The Ramban writes the following Chiddush. The Ramban writes, Lav Shibich Lalas. Gufin Muchlakim Shemus Muchlakim. That's the Chiddush Rambam writes. Lav Shibach Lalos is only when it's a different Chaloshim Issa. That's the beautiful Teres in Rambam. A person eats before davening, and the Azhar for Ben Sora Mora. Yeah, the same Chaloshim Issa. Tefillah and Ben Sora Mora is the same Chaloshim Issa. It's a different Chaloshim Issa entirely. That, the Rambam writes, is Lav Shibach Lalos. It's a different Chaloshim Issur. Is that true when it comes to Melachos Yantiv? Each one of the Lamentos Melachos are a different Chaloshim Issur? So here the Ramban writes, no. The Ramban writes, Mipnei Shekol HaNichlolim B'Lav Shem Echad Lahem. Anything included in this Pasuk of Melacha? Shem Echad Lahem. It's a single Chaloshim Issur. That's not Lav Shibach Lalos. Lav Shibach Lalos means when there's a separate Chaloshim Issur. That's not true when it comes to Melechus Shabbos and Melechus Yom Kippur. Boshem Shat Ramban, like Rashi, no? Like Rashi. Tchina Btzira, Gufin Muflakim, but not Shemus Muflakim, and that's the answer to Lav Shibach Lalos. Ah, beautiful teretz. Why didn't Tosus give this teretz? Rav Slavichik assumed because Tosus assumes like Tosus Rid. Shemos Muchlakim. Tosus was assuming Lametes Malachos is a different Chaloshim Issur. Shemos Muchlakim. And therefore, that was not a possible distinction between Melechus Shabbos, Melechus Yantiv, as opposed to Soch Ladan. So Tosus had a completely different approach. Tor Shabbat Sav, Tor Shabbat Pem, Farish Tfei. The Tosus and Sanhedrin, like Tosus, served a different Chaloshim Isser entirely. Veshemus Mechlakim. Now that fits in so beautifully with Tosus' assumption throughout Shas, no? That you require a specific Hasarah. Well, all the Tosus in there. You require Hasra Mefuretes. Because that's the Chaloshim Isser. Shemus Mechlakim. So if a person is violating Ksiva, you have to tell him that. It's not enough to say the umbrella structure of Osasa Chomalacha. Shemus Mechlakim. It's a different Chaloshim Isser. That's clearly what's necessary. But Tosus Lachor is willing to concede that just because you assume that the Avos Malachos are Shemus Mechlakim doesn't mean that Todos are Shemus Mechlakim. No? And that's why Tosus assumes that the issue of whether you're Chayiv one Chatos or two Chatos, Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, is not necessarily relevant for the Hasra issue. That's why Tosus had two Deos. But it didn't depend on Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Because for Toldos, good your Chayim more than once. Gufin Mechlakim, Hashemus Mechlakim. But Hasra, Yati Mazke, the Shem Yisr. The Shem Yisr, one could argue, of course, is the Avmalach, is not considered to be the Told at all. Just parenthetically, we had discussed in earlier Shiurim, this or Leif Neiver. To what extent this or leaf neighbor takes on the characteristics of this or that you're trying to provoke? Well, I provoke one person to eat nevela. I provoke another person to be mechal Shabbos. In both cases, I violate leaf neighbor. Is there anything worse in the second case than the first case? In the first case, I provoke a person to violate an Isser La. In the second case, the provocation was to violate an Isser Schema. In other words, does Leif Neiver take on the characteristics of the Isser that you're trying to provoke? Is it just an Isser of provocation? Or does it mean no? That Leif Neiver means as though you become a Shutuf in Maisa Avera, that to an extent you're held responsible for that Meleches Isser, and therefore there's a world of difference as to whether you're provoking a person to violate an Isser Lav as opposed to provoking a person to violate an Isser Schema. No, it's a fascinating issue. Theme of a separate shiur. Why do I bring this up? Because again, just bear in mind this Kiddush the Ramban. The Ramban writes that something is only called a lav shibbuch lolos if it's a different chaloshim isser. And here Shorish Tes, when the Ramban tells you, and the Ramban is not masig on this hour of the Ramban, why is there no malchus on this or leaf neiver? The Ramban tells you leaf neiver is a further example of one of the Lavan Shibbuch Lolos. Because the Torah says don't provoke, but there are many, many different possibilities of provocation. You can provoke one person to Chalosh Shabbos, one person to eat Neveh, one person to eat Chelev. I'll ask you, isn't that all the same Chalosh Shemisser? Provocation? No, apparently not, not necessarily. Perhaps Leif Neiver doesn't simply mean the Isser to provoke, but Leif Neiver is an Isser Prati that takes on the characteristics of the Avera at hand. No? In which case, there's a world of difference, a different Isser of Leif Neiver. Whether you're provoking a person to Mechal Shabbos as opposed to provocation, Tit Nevela, and therefore it's considered to be a case of Lav Shidduch Lalos. An interesting issue. Tosus Hashit, apparently, is this interesting Kiddush that Avos, we'll assume that's considered to be Shemos Mechlakim. Told us, our Gufin Mechlakim. And therefore the Hasra issue does not go hand in hand with the Chiyuv Chatos. Right? Whether you're Chayiv once, twice, those are very comfortable, that's split. The Rashba disagrees. No? That's our Rashba we began with. according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you're chayiv independently for toldos. Why is that true? Why is that true? Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh wanted to suggest the following chiddush. Different possibilities. One possibility is the following. According to the chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer, Yechai v'atoldo makom av, that's not just simply guf mechlof. The chiddush of that pasuk, of meheina, that gzeres akasu, there's a different chaloshem when it comes to toldo. The Torah tells us that there's different chalos when it comes to each av. And now the Torah tells us, not through Sfarav Shuta, as we began with, but on Zeres HaKosu. Zeres HaKosu. That Zeres HaKosu teaches us that perhaps there's a separate identity, a separate Chaloshem, to Toldos as well. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer says, look, you do an Abed, it's Toldos, you're Chayav twice. Aye, it's all. Right, nichla boso av. Not sure of those sins. That's the chiddush. In fact, in the question that we raised before, the Sheikh Mukhabet says, why do you need a pasuk for toldos? B'chalot Torah you don't necessarily require a pasuk for toldos. Right. So one possible answer, right? Mari Katz says, look, everything's based on Mishkan. So you want to tell me your chayfas wasn't found in the Mishkan? Of course you need a pasuk for that. True. One perhaps can even go a step further, right? You see Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that you're chayiv independently for toldos. A toldos is a separate chaloshim iser, that before requires a pasuk. Even if you could have derived, the tani avos nechladi ka toldos, but targi there's independence to toldos. You're chayiv at toldo makomah, that requires some Talmud Joshua. That the Rashba sends is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Not that toldos are just gufun muchlakim of the same ism. Rabbi Lazar denies that whole hierarchy, shemos muchlakim, broken down into gufun muchlakim. And that's why you're chayav twice. If that's true, a toldos is a separate chaloshim ism. So therefore, that's not really relevant to chilul chatos, no? Whether you're chayav one carbon or two carbonos, that would also be relevant for Hasra. How would you give Hasra? According to Rabbi Ezer, Rashba writes, a Tolda only, B'Shem Tolda. Pishon. That's it. You don't have any option whatsoever, Tolda B'Shem Av. Perhaps the Machlokes, Tolosus and Rashba would hinge around the relationship of Avos and Toldos, the Gzeres HaKosu that you're Chayiv on Toldos, to what extent is that considered to be Gufa Mechlokim, Shemus Mechlokim? There's an interesting Chiddush found in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, the very beginning of Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph. Yerushalmi writes the following Chiddush. Yerushalmi writes, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Hichnis chatzi grogres vahotzi chatzi grogres chayim. Wow, very big finish. You can have tziruf between hotzah and hachnasa. Tziruf between hotzah and hachnasa. If a person will be motzi a chatzi shir and then machnis the chatzi shir, in such a case, he's chayim. That's considered to be hotzah bikishir. Interesting Kiddush. One possibility in this case, right, understanding the Yerushalmi, is that, well, if the Gemara said Hotzah is an Av, Nachnas is a Tolda, we discussed that that may not be the Lechuli Alma, but that is what the Gemara says explicitly. Right? Sarivav Mabeis, Hotzah Av, Nachnas a Tolda. Perhaps Yerushalmi is telling us a very great Kiddush, the possibility of Tziruf. When it comes to an Av and a Tolda, if a Malachi is done the Chatzi Shir of an Av and a Chatzi Shir of Tolda, the Yerushalmi says, for that you could be Chayim. An interesting Chiddush. Bechora, that should depend on to what extent an Av and a Tolda are independent Shemos. See, the Gemara says in Shabbos, take a look at the Ayin Aleph and Aleph. that Hecha de Chalukin de Chatos. Hecha de Chalukin de Chatos. Lo Mistarfe. If you'd be chayiv two karbanos, then there's no possibility of tziruv. If it's all the same karban, one could envision tziruv. If, however, you'd be chayiv for separate karbanos, that's not true. Rosh of Shad, now if the Gemara says in Shabbos that ayin aleph, then hecha de Chalukin de Chatos lo Mistarfe, wouldn't that seem to indicate that whether there is tziruv of Hotzon Achnasa should be dependent on Rabbi Lesma, Chachamim? According to Chachamim that an Avin is told in your Chayiv once, a television tziruv. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that your Chayiv separately for Toldos, an Avin is told your Chayiv twice, can you have it both ways? Can you be Chayiv twice but allow for tziruv? Rosh Hashanah, one could argue that Bet Yerushalmi is only Ibn Chachamim, not Ibn Rabbi Eliezer, that a Tolda is a separate Chaloshim Isser entirely. But let me leave you with the following Kiddush. Take a look at Shitur Kobetzis, Babakama da Bezim and Allah. Hikshir Rabbeinu Yechiel. The Gemara was looking for an afkamina between Avos and Toldos, right? Our sugya. What's the difference? The Gemara says you can't come up with any differences between Avos and Toldos. The Gemara just has to say, "Hakta mishum chashiva kar le'av." There are no differences between Avos and Toldos. Shita Kovetzes writes the following: "V'leima nafkamina im hotzi v'hichnis chatzi grogres." I'll tell you nafkamina. You're showing me. Is there tziruv? Well, Abba told them it's darfin. Lasos chazi shir kishur shalem. Mashen came babos. If hotzi chazi grogres, chozer v'tochan apotter. No, there's no tziruv from one ab to another. A person is motzi chazi grogres and then he's tochin chazi grogres. There's no tziruv. But Rabbi Yechiel suggests a pretty great kiddush that there is tziruv of an ab and a tolda. And therefore, that should be an afkamina. An av and a Torah lend itself to tziruv, but two avos don't lend itself to tziruv. Isn't that an afkamina? Now, so why didn't the Gemara mention that? That's Rabbi Nachiel's kashya. The tirei shita kovetzes writes, ho v'lekan afkusa v'shar malachos lo kama. The Gemara didn't say that because it's hard to envision in every malach. Technical terrors. In Hotzah, I can come up with an easy case. You're motzi the chatzi shir, you're machnis the chatzi shir. But Shita Kovetzes says it would be hard to come up with that type of case when it comes to every one of the malachas of a tziruv between the av and the tolda. You did the malacha of the av to a chatzi shir and then you did it to a tolda. Like, how does that work? Let's assume, for example, a person is tochein a chatzi shir and then to that chatzi shir he violates a tolda of tochein. The Shita Kovetzes writes, Hov lekanav kusav ishar malachos lo kamar. In principle, that's a good nafkamina, but in application, it's not so easy to envision a tziruv of an av and a tolda for every one lamatas malachos. That's an interesting kiddush, the Shita Kovetzes. Now, the Shita Kovetzes assumes like the Yerushalmi, A, that there's a tziruv between an av and a tolda. Shita Kovetzes also assumes like the machlokas Yerushalmi discussed that Hotzah is an av, Hafnasa is a tolda, good. What's also the third kiddush? Right, to the Shita Kovetzes? Why didn't the Gemara suggest this is an afkamina? The Gemara is looking for an afkamina according to Rabbi Eliezer. No? Shita Kovetzes assumes this would be a good afkamina according to Rabbi Eliezer, Tziru. Wow, that's a very great kiddush, no? What we suggested in Yerushalmi is that good, you can envision tziruv, but not according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, how can you have a tziruv if you're chayiv twice? But the Shita Kovetzes is willing to grant that there's tziruv even though you're chayiv twice. If you do each one independently, you're chayiv twice. But if you do each one pachus mikashir, there's a possibility of tziruv. How can that be? That's similar to the Rosh Pesach against Tosfos, no? How can it be you're chayiv twice, but you have the master of Tolda b'shem ha'av? Now, and the answer apparently is, the Shita Kovetzes is assuming that even Rabbi Eliezer will admit to this relationship of Avos and Toldos, that whereas Avos are Shemus Muflakim, told us are Gufa Mukhar. So when it comes to a Chiyuv Karban, there's a Chiddush of Gufa Mukhar, so you could be Chayiv more than once. But in essence, an Avna told us share the same Mechayiv, and that's why there's a possibility of Tziruv, despite the fact that if each one is done independently, because of Dinei Karban, they're Chaluk Nechatos, and you are Chayim more than once. So Chaz of the Shir carefully with these Maramakamos, take a look in Tosos Chayim, of Menachem Zemba, Simon Hey, many of the Maramakamos that I gave you, not everything, but many of this is developed by Rav Menachem Zemba and Simon Hey of the Tosos Chayim. And then just a further issue, take a look at the Ramban, Hofush Gagos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Hey, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav. It's centered around 2 points in the Rambam. The Rambam's Ein Sarach Lomar, the Rambam has a Kal V'Chomer. I think about that. That Ein Sarach Lomar. And then in Halacha Vav, the Rambam tells you, Yira Eli. Yira Eli always means, the Rambam is about to tell you, right, a pretty important Kiddush. Right? A Kiddush which is not found in Shas. When the Rambam quotes the Gemara, the Rambam does not say Yira Eli. But when there's no Makar in Shas to say a particular Kiddush, then the Rambam prefaces by telling you Yira Eli, right? That's when you brace yourself because the Rambam's about to tell you a great Kiddush that you're not going to know otherwise. Now, you have this a couple hundred times in Mishnah Torah. Now this phrase in the Rambam of Yira Eli. Good. The Rambam writes, I'll tell you a Kiddush, Yira Eli, that if a person violates two toldos, he's chayiv two chatos. That's the Rambam. A person does a toldo borer, and a person does a toldo tochein. The Rambam says, brace yourself, you're chayiv twice. That's such a great Yiddish. Right, Yira Eli. It's a functional Gemara, no? The Gemara says, what did it have on toldos? I have a shevos v'hai yadadi, or inam yishtei toldos v'hai yadadi, v'chayiv v'kochad v'chadav. No? That's such a great Yiddish, the Rambam that's not found in the Gemara. That's how our sugya begins. What's the difference in Avos and Toldos? Because you're Chayiv separately for Avos, you're Chayiv separately for Toldos. So what's the difference between the two of them? Why did the Rambam feel somehow that this is a great Kiddush? And why is the Rambam said this is not found in the Gemara? This is a Yira Eli. Isn't this just the building blocks of our sugya? Now the Gemara says Davar Pasha that you're Chayiv twice. But the complicated case, what about an Avinitz told? No, two different toldos, of different avos? Of course you're chayiv twice. Now, the Rambam thinks that somehow, right, there's grounds for suffering. So take a look at that Rambam. Why should there be, right, a suffix as to whether one is chayiv twice for two independent cases of toldos? Okay, tomorrow's shir will do some Yanid Yom Parshas HaShavua. Yitz Hashem will continue Sunday with Chiluk Malachos. And then, if you, in terms of Hachana, the Ran seems to suggest, and Daf Memalaf Medalaf and Dapi Harif, that one of the nafkaminas between Avos and Toldos will be this complicated concept of Malacha She'eno Tzrich L'Guf. Maybe that splits Avos and Toldos. Right, so if you finished all this Chiluk Malachos, start going through the sugya, the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Gimel and Beis, the Gemara Tzadi Dal Amar Aleph, the Rashi and Daf Tzadi Gimel, and the Tosus Rabbi Shimon Poter on Tzadi Dal Amar Aleph. Right, an essential machlokas Rishonim simply, what is the Malacha Shena Tzrich L'Gufa? And why the Ran feels that this is relevant to our issue about whether there are any differences between Avos and Toldos. Gracias.